Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
6:43, we've reached that time, as we do each week, where we honor a kid of the week for doing something great. You could enter your kid of the week, or some kid you've heard about that you think we ought to know about. Go to WGNradio.com/contest and submit an entry for a child between 5 and 18 that you think is exceptional in any way, shape, or form. By the way, we want to thank Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. They are sponsoring Kid of the Week again. And at the end of this year, as they did last year, they again will present a $5,000 prize awarded courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. And the whole Ray family, tremendous people, just good people. See the full inventory at rayandraymonddeals.com. Joining us now, the Kid of the Week this week, it's Lucas Domberg. Good morning, Lucas. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. You're a freshman where?
I go to Rockford Christian High School.
All right. What do you want to do after high school? You going on to college, I assume?
Yeah. I'm thinking about maybe being a lawyer or an engineer.
Oh, so very good. How are your grades?
Pretty good. I'm pretty hardcore about getting bad grades. I really don't like them.
Good. Good for you. You got a big family?
Not that. There's 5 people. I've got a brother and a sister.
Are they older or younger?
I have an older brother and a younger sister.
Oh, the middle kid.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's trouble. No, I never knew what that meant, because my sister Leslie is the middle child, and sure, she's a goofball. But, Lucas, you seem like you've got your act together.
I would hope so.
Yeah, he's modest. Can you tell? Andrea, let me tell you about Lucas. And this, again, is a moment, Lucas, where, and you'll understand this someday as a parent, but this is a moment where all parents feel bad about their own kids because, Lucas, you're doing so many great things. So here we go. Lucas is a straight-A student, a travel baseball player. He's into taekwondo. And co-founder and president of K-Cancer Baseball, a 501c3 nonprofit that supports local families battling childhood cancer. More on that in a moment. And he is speaking, or maybe you've done this. Did you speak, was it last week at the Gold Ribbon Gala?
Yeah, I did.
Just prior to the keynote speech from Fergie Jenkins, the Cubs Hall of Famer. And if you want more information on the charity, it's kcancerbaseball.com. But here's a kid in 15 who's got plenty going on. Most 15-year-olds are worried about, getting their license in a year or so. Hey, can I have this? Can I have that? Lucas, doing all the stuff he's doing, getting straight A's and giving back. So explain to us, if you would, Lucas, what K-Cancer Baseball is.
Well, so basically, 5 of us, pretty much kids my age, got together with our head coach, and he gave us a quick little seminar about what a business was and what a non-for-profit is. And we wrote up the bylaws and the articles of incorporation, and we made K-Cancer Baseball, which is basically, it's our company to help make people that are going through childhood cancer within the Rockford area feel like they're not as alone in their fight. So we'll like go out and we'll meet with the kids. We've got like 9 teammates, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give them like a gift basket with a gas card and stuff, just to help them make the trips up to the hospitals that they have to go to that are hours away. It's been pretty great.
Just to limit some stress, just take a little stress off their lives. And tell Andrea how much money you've raised.
In total, I'm not exactly sure how much. I know just from the Gold Ribbon Gala, we raised $28,000. And before that, I think we had raised 35 in total.
I laugh because he's 15.
Yeah.
I laugh because this is an example of what kids do and what kids can do. It really, really is amazing. Sad, Lucas.
Lucas, did you ever think at your age you'd be the CEO of a company, basically, of a charity?
Absolutely not. No.
And you're a great speaker, too, obviously. You don't mind getting up in front of crowds and talking.
No, I don't mind it that much. I'm a little nervous.
What position do you play in baseball?
I'm mostly a catcher.
So I know Fergie Jenkins was a little before your time, but did you get a chance to see any YouTube on him or anything?
Yeah, I saw some stuff about him. And, you know, he talked a lot about what he did.
Did you get a chance to talk to him at all about baseball when you guys weren't on stage?
Not too much. We got to meet with him and take a picture, but we didn't get to talk that much.
He's a nice man. He's Canadian, so he's quiet, but he's a nice man, and and stay in touch with him because I'm sure he's got some great advice for you as baseball goes along as well. You're an amazing young man, Lucas Domburg. We've got some prizes for you, which I'll have Kevin tell you about off the air. But mostly I just appreciate all you're doing and all you continue to do. And please make sure all your friends get involved every time they can and as much as they can because it takes an army, buddy.
Yep. Thank you very much.
All right. You hold the line. Lucas Domburg, you don't need to mess around with us. He's got to go to school and get another A.
This is awesome, too. His organization, and how cool is that to say his organization at 15? They have 15 boys on their travel baseball team and 12 girls on their travel softball team, all representing K-Cancer baseball in tournaments all over the northern portion of the state.
Rockford area.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, just another kid. Not quite. Exceptional young person who is getting it done every day. And I know what you're saying, Steve. I am going to make sure that you know about my kid of the week. Or, Steve, what is wrong with my kid? They're still sleeping. Kevin, what am I giving away?
How about one of those 3-foot by 4-foot official Chicago sports team throw rugs?
Oh, sure. Boldly emblazoned with your favorite Chicago sports team logo, courtesy of Tri-State Carpet and Floor in Elgin. You can afford to be floored. Visit iwantabefloored.com. What else?
How about a pizza party for Lucas and his buddies, courtesy of Lou Malnati's, 1-800-LUDIGO.
LUDIGO.com. And, of course, Mindy Kaplan, Dave Kaplan's lovely wife, is really the brains of that operation. I don't mean Lou's. She's terrific at Lou's. I mean the brains of the Kaplan family. Of course, that's not a great compliment to Mindy. I mean, if I'm comparing Mindy to Cap, right?
We love Mindy.
I mean, come on.
Code is Studley. We're fine.
And a ChevyDriveChicago.com and WGN Radio stainless steel travel mug and a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee, courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. We're not encouraging the 15-year-old to start a lifetime of coffee, but he can give it to his family. So, all good?
All good.
And thank you again to Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. I'm sure they have a presence out at the auto show as well, so stop by and see them.